And now let's visit a country that is just emerging from decades of being shunned by the West. That country is Myanmar. After years of economic sanctions, people there are ready to start enjoying the technological advances the rest of the world has. NPR's Robert Smith from our Planet Money team profiles one young man trying to build an internet startup in a place where there's not much internet.
He acts like a proud father. Naeong opens up his MacBook Air to show me his baby. His Myanmar travel website.
Wait, one second, yeah?
Ooh, it says network error.
Something's going on today.
Okay, if Nate could pull up the website, I would see something pretty amazing for a poor country like Myanmar. It's called Owe, a travel site, like Expedia. It lets people around the world reserve rooms in small hotels all across Myanmar. You can book flights to towns that weren't even on the grid a few years ago. Frankly, they're barely on the grid now.
Now, just to make this clear, we've been waiting 30 seconds for your site to come up.
Today is a particularly very bad day for internet.
This is life in Myanmar right now. Even an internet entrepreneur can't always get online. Naeong was born and grew up here, back when it was known as Burma. But his internet chops come from the U.S. He got his MBA at Stanford, worked at Google, still has the stylish haircut, Ralph Lauren shirts. When he saw that Myanmar was opening up, he moved back a year and a half ago. Nay was convinced that travel would be the first big business to boom in the new Myanmar, and he approached investors in Asia and the United States.
What was their first question? Where is Myanmar?
Oh, literally, they've been asked before, you know. So they literally brought in a huge map, and they asked me to point out where Myanmar is.
See China? See India? It's right in the middle.
Exactly, right?
Nay got some venture capitalists interested. He hired web developers in India, put the servers in Singapore. Typical stuff for an internet startup. The hard part, though, was that he had to convince hotels in Myanmar that they needed to be on the internet. See, a lot of hotels in the country are mom-and-pop affairs. They do their reservations on paper. They only use cash.
They don't even have bank accounts, right?
And they're hotels.
They're hotels, exactly.
In order to make the website work, Nay had to pull off a pretty neat trick. He needed to be the middleman between the two different worlds, high-tech and no-tech. For instance, when I was at the main office, I saw an order from Germany for 6 nights at a local hotel in Yangon. The German paid with a credit card on the website. Now, that money went halfway around the world in the blink of an eye, but it can't get all the way to the hotel. You see, here Nay faces a classic challenge that entrepreneurs have in almost all developing countries. Whoever goes first has to figure everything out, like how to get money from the international banking system to hotels that do business like they did 50 years ago. Nay's solution? He goes to a lockbox next to his desk, pulls out a bunch of cash, U.S. $20 bills to be exact, and he entrusts that cash to the final step in the money's global journey, a 23-year-old employee named Sign Co. Sign goes outside with the money and gets on a city bus. It takes about 40 hot, crowded minutes for Sign and me to get all the way across town. And when we get to the hotel, this high-tech internet transaction ends up in a 3-ring binder. Then, of course, I see why they still rely on paper.
Whoa, the power just went out.
Back at the office, the Owe website is up and running nicely.
So this is essentially, you know, what the site looked like. So in terms
it looks
of
nice.
And it's getting some traction. About 500 bookings a month so far, and growing. Nay says right now only a tiny percentage of the population of Myanmar has access to the internet. He wants to be there when the rest get online. Still, I gotta ask him.
Do you ever think that it's too soon to start an internet business in a country that doesn't really have payments and a telecommunications infrastructure? Like, maybe you came back too soon.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought about a lot, right, when I first came, right? You could never get the timing right.
But then Nay pauses and pulls out a very Silicon Valley reason for why people go to all the trouble to be the first.
So now I think we are finding ourselves as one of the leading, you know, brands, you know, in this space, right? Because you don't technically have a lot of brands in the first place.
Yeah, so, you don't have a lot of competitors.
Exactly, right?
Of course, getting in early in a country like Myanmar has its downside, too. If you do such a good job of solving all the problems, you've made it that much easier for the competition to follow you. Robert Smith, NPR News.